Your Excellency, it is a jus cogens, principle of international law, according to the Human Rights Committee in its general comment 24, that a state may not under any circumstances execute a pregnant woman.
Lawyer Helena Hirsch tells judges at the UN about serious human rights violations in the United Sacrosombre Islands, which she refers to as USI.
In regard to the enforced disappearances and torture, as well as the torture and murder of activists, this court must hold USI responsible.
If you're wondering why you've never heard of the United Sacrosombre Islands, that's because they're not real. Neither, thank goodness, are the crimes described by Helena Hirsch. She's not actually a lawyer, by the way, although she is studying to become one. What she is doing, really, is taking part in a competitive legal debate at the UN in Geneva in front of a panel of international judges. The event is the 8th Nelson Mandela World Human Rights Moot Court Competition. It's taking place at the UN Human Rights Council and attracts law students from all over the world, from China, India, Zimbabwe and beyond. Just as in a real-life tribunal, the judges hear arguments from those acting for or against the defendant. And as you might expect, sometimes the judges can be a bit prickly, as this young counsel found out.
Technical steps to realize the social economic nature of the right to education.
But Mr. Nojak, it sounds very impressive and very technical, but let us be more blunt and more robust.
Much obliged, Your Excellencies. Indeed, I appreciate the nature of your question. It is this humble...
Don't waste your time on compliments. Answer the question as far as you can.
There's no hiding place in court, and these would-be legal counsels must know their international law if they're to win their case. It's a crucial skill that any human rights lawyer needs to have amid terror attacks in Nice and Baghdad and concerns over inflammatory rhetoric from politicians. So says Christoph Heinz. He's the UN-appointed special rapporteur on torture. I caught up with him on the sidelines of the event in Geneva.
I think the world has seen really terrible times. It has seen world wars and all those sort of things. But I think what is very worrying about what is going on now is that the mechanisms are in place. We have the covenants, we have the UN human rights monitoring system in place, we have the International Criminal Court, all those things are in place. The question is, can it really make the difference that we had hoped if the idea was never, never again, and we put these things in place in order to secure that? This is really crunch time now for the human rights project.
Back to the competition, and the student team from Patrick Henry College in the United States have had a good day in court at the United Nations. Hypothetical or not, the mock tribunal provides the kind of training and debate about human rights issues that's essential for tomorrow's international lawyers.
People ask us, why do we do this? And I think the reason is that there isn't anything like this. There isn't anything on a world scale that allows students to talk to each other about burning contemporary human rights problems.
That's Norman Taku, Assistant Director of the University of Pretoria's Centre for Human Rights, which is supporting the event. 25 years ago, the centre set up a similar legal debating competition focusing on human rights in Africa. It meant that by the time the African Court on Human and People's Rights started hearing real cases, there was already an understanding of the issues at stake, as Mr. Taku explains.
By that time, we had been arguing before the court for 15 years, and we created what we think is a very rich African human rights jurisprudence. And since then, the court exists. So perhaps in a way, this might usher in a UN human rights court in the future. It's a game, but we are positive and hopeful, and perhaps someday we'll see such a court in existence.
The last word goes to the competition winners from Patrick Henry College. First, Helena Hirsch, then William Bock.
I mean, I definitely think, especially in light of some recent events, you know, shootings and everything, it really is kind of discouraging. It can be discouraging, but I think this competition really kind of gives me hope in a way, you know, that people still care about this and that people who really care about human rights.
Okay, is that something you check?
For sure, yeah. I mean, we see we're from the U.S. and with the rise of certain candidates who literally condone human rights violations, I think that this body as well as more generally human rights competitions like this are very necessary to not only increase awareness about the issue, but to help students learn and start to actually try and think about the issue so that they can help make the world a better place in the future.